Morning, and welcome to the Reticule Presents Installing to Disk. Yes, we're back once again, and we are the only gaming podcast you need on this fine day.
Yeah, I don't know where to go from here. We've had so many problems. Was this take 7 now?
Yes, it's been a technical chaos here, so if we're a bit more scattershot than usual.
The first take was so good as well.
Yes.
It had maths and physics and algorithms. A podcast half as good, requiring half the effort, is just as good as something else.
The two dejected people you can hear right now is me, Jordez, and...
me, Nicknameless James.
Good thing you managed to remember your name there.
It's alright.
In this episode, in the news, there's going to be a bit of sadness with all the delayed games.
Oh.
In the rumour room, there is going to be... I've not actually looked what's in the rumour room, so just give us a bit of a taste, James.
We have the start of E3 rumours starting to filter through.
Ooh, crikey.
I actually started filtering through a while ago, but I missed some of them, so... let's just assume they've started this week.
Let's not accept that weakness.
Okay.
In the retro roundup, James has been playing Battletoads, was it?
Yes.
And, yes, we'll just be rounding up with the release schedule, which is going to be another light one, sadly. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, and we'll kick things off with the news. Sony CEO Jack Tretton has announced that he is opposed to blocking used game sales, and that pre-owned games were good for the user. Consumer, actually. Yes, Jack Tretton, who head of Sony, those rumours going around a while back that Sony's PlayStation 4 would block pre-owned games. So
indeed.
There's been quite a change of thing from him.
Well, you know.
Opinion.
He fights for the user, by the looks of it.
Well,
getting his Tron on.
That statement would say that, yes, but his past history would not suggest that. So, Capcom are re-evaluating their use of on-disc DLC after the furore surrounding Street Fighter X Tekken. However, the next game, Dragon's Dogma, will still feature on-disc DLC. I don't think anyone's a fan of on-disc DLC at all.
It's just content needlessly locked away from you, isn't it?
Yeah, so Capcom have been using a fair bit.
So what's the deal with this Street Fighter? What are they keeping away?
Basically, with Street Fighter X Tekken, they just had a lot of characters who were like locked behind paywalls, essentially.
Right.
It's quite interesting with it being Street Fighter X Tekken, because the guys behind Tekken are like vehemently opposed to DLC characters, because I was reading about Tekken X Street Fighter, which is going to have no DLC characters. They're all going to be on the disc. So, it's interesting to see the difference of approaches from these two companies. But perhaps it was working with the Tekken crew that Capcom have decided that DLC might not be the best thing ever. Probably not, but still.
Was it in the last episode we were talking about?
Yeah.
It Mass Effect that did it?
Mass Effect 3 did it, as we discussed.
Yeah. But it's not good.
Not at all. After the long-awaited release of Diablo 3, many fans have been unable to play as the servers have been crashing under the strain. Yeah, Diablo 3's been released finally.
Was that yesterday?
It was the 15th, so technically today.
So what?
As of recording, it's been released today. And if you wanted to play it, if I wanted to play it now, I doubt I'd be able to get online, because a lot of people have been trying and servers just can't handle it. But then again, I don't think I've ever seen any major launch without some server worries, so...
Who was it last year who their servers like exploded or caught fire?
Call of Duty, I think.
Yeah, was it Call of Duty?
Yeah, when that kicked off.
Burned the whole city down.
Yeah. And finally, delays abound as both Tomb Raider and Bioshock Infinite have been delayed until 2013. These were two games that were scheduled for autumn this year, or fall if you'd like. And they've been delayed, which is quite sad, because I'm looking forward a bit to both of those.
Yeah, I completely forgot there was going to be a new Tomb Raider until you mentioned that.
Yes, the reboot where we go back to Lara Croft's younger self.
When was that first shown?
E3 it was.
Was that last year or the year before?
Last year, E3. So back in June, July, whenever it is.
Yeah.
And everyone got kind of excited about it. But yes, I'm looking forward more to Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I think they've both been pushed back to around February. So that's a good thing because there's going to be a lot of all the games this year are basically coming out on November the 11th, 13th.
We've established that, yeah.
And as we saw this year, there's been no games from like the beginning of the year. We're like 5 months in now. Wow, we're 5 months into the year.
God, it's gone quick.
Yeah, and there's been no games just this year so far, really. So there'll be a nice bit of space, I suppose.
I heard from someone the other day, I'm not sure how true it is, but they said that Bioshock have been pushed back to add multiplayer to it or something.
I hope that's not true.
Same.
But I was reading earlier that there's been some speculation that it's actually they've pushed it back to make time to work on Grand Theft Auto 5.
Why?
I don't know. That's what I read.
That makes no sense.
Hey, there's speculation about them. This is normally your realm.
Yeah, my speculation usually sort of makes sense to an extent. That doesn't. That's
no, it doesn't.
What? It does.
Never makes sense. So, yes, if you want to play Tomb Raider, you can go play the original one. Change your name. Call it Tomb Raider Reboot, for all I care.
Revelations.
It's already been done.
I've got the Tomb Raider HD things. I'm stuck. I'm only about 15 minutes in. I'm stuck. There's a puzzle where there's like a thing and you have to move a box. I don't know what box goes, I'm bloody clear.
There's a thing where you have to move a box. You describe the entirety of that game. Just add a few dinosaurs in and you assess.
Dinosaurs?
No, there's no dinosaurs.
Oh.
So yes, that's the news in what's going to be a hectic episode.
Yes.
As
we've
already described.
So far we've got 2 minutes of pure excitement.
Yes. So now we're going to keep up the tempo and move straight on to the rumor room.
Yep. Like the pace of a quickening train, the unstoppable force versus the immovable rumour. Right, yeah, as we mentioned earlier, E3 2012, not sure when it is. I did look last night, didn't write it down.
2012.
Is it the 5th of June to the 7th usually?
I always forget whether it's June or July because those 2 months kind of blend together for me.
I think it's June. I'm fairly sure it's June.
But yeah, it's normally like the first few days of the month.
In which case, yeah, not too long now. Some of the rumours going on at the moment. Dead Space 3 is apparently going to be revealed and it's going to be released within a year, people are saying. Current rumours is set on a ice planet. I'm sure I've mentioned rumours about it before, but I couldn't remember what I said, so I asked my flatmate what he remembered about Dead Space 3, because he's a big Dead Space person. And I've quoted him here, Ellie comes back, something else he can't quite remember anymore, and that's Mike in my flat.
That is some high-quality...
journalism. Yeah, and Nick interrupted at one point. Yeah.
Yeah, with Dead Space 3, I heard a rumour, something to do with like a co-op campaign, possibly. I'm not sure where I heard that or where I just dreamt it, but...
Probably. A lot of games have co-op, so... Split-screen multiplayer.
That's what I like to see.
Good-o. That's all true, then. The Xbox 360 is going to get full Kinect control for web browsing. So you can pretend you're in Minority Report. Even though I haven't seen it.
It's a good movie.
Scarface. That bit when he's there with the touchscreen.
I don't understand...
Indiana Jones.
Why you'd want full body control for... internet browsing.
Same. I've got no.
I mean, it doesn't increase the functionality or fun of it, so it just seems a rather pointless addition.
Yeah.
But I can totally see that happening. I don't see why.
It might be just some filler for the Xbox conference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to distract people from all the hate from Star Wars Kinect.
It's believable, but pointless, so. I'm going to say that's the true one.
Like what happens when I tell people I do a podcast.
What?
Believable, pointless. Developer Retro Studios, who did Metroid Prime.
Oh god, I hate them.
Donkey Kong Country.
I quite like them.
What would that be?
What?
Donkey Kong Country.
Returns?
Returns. I only wrote re. I think I expected myself to remember what it was. Okay, so Metroid Prime series, Donkey Kong Country Review, Mario Kart 7, are apparently working on Star Fox Wii U.
Oh, wait, I actually did like Metroid Prime, come to think of it. I thought Metroid Other M. That's a terrible one. That was done by Team Ninja. Yeah, so actually all those games are good. So what was it?
Star Fox Wii U.
Yeah, that's totally believable. Yeah.
Cool.
They're quite believable rumors today. Normally they're completely random ones.
Just you, right.
PlayStation 4 will be made entirely out of cheese.
Oh, you've read that one as well, have you? We'll leave that one out. This one, not so much rumour, it's probably going to be fact. Sony are working on the next Killzone trailer at the moment. Pretty much given, considering we know they're working on another Killzone, Guerrilla Games.
Mm.
E3 is coming up. 2 and 2 equals 5. It's going to be shown there.
Well, the thing I'm having to do with Sony's working on the trailer, why would Sony themselves be doing?
Because they've got, Windows Movie Maker. COD Elite, which is the pay service, has 2 million subscribers, believe it or not.
I sadly do believe that.
Yeah, and apparently Battlefield will soon be offering its own premium service. No details on price, well, none that I could see anyway. So they probably were there. Makes sense.
Yeah, you can't see that not happening, if anything.
I didn't write it down, but there's something about a fifth DLC as well.
Yeah, this is just the way the world turns now.
It is. Slightly to the left, is it?
It's on its axis.
Something like that. Polish game developer CD... Polish game developer CD Projekt Red are advertising job roles for 2 new games, one of which is thought to be The Witcher 3.
I'm guessing CD Projekt Red were the team behind The Witcher 1 and 2.
One would assume so.
I was trying to remember where I'd heard them before.
Have you played The Witcher 2?
I haven't. I haven't played the first one either. It's one of my black spots.
Well,
I'd been through an RPG phase then, so I'm just trying to get out of it. And I'll visit it one day.
Here's something quite interesting, potentially. A listing briefly appeared on the Shop 2 website for LEGO Lord of the Rings, which showed a 26th of October release date for the Xbox 360 before being removed.
Yes.
When did Lord of the Rings come out? Was that 2004?
Yeah, it might even be slightly before that, to be honest.
Yeah, I was trying to think.
It's
a bit late, isn't it?
I'll have been... I think it's 2002, the first one. Through 2004. But yeah, Lord of the Rings games get pumped out every year.
The Hobbit's coming out, isn't it? So
yeah, my time with that. But I would love to see that game.
It would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so I hope that's true.
Yeah, LEGO games, generally good. The last one I played was Star Wars on the Xbox. But yeah.
The last one I had was Batman.
Was it good?
Yeah, kind of got boring.
Mm. Speaking of Xbox, the Xbox Nigel has apparently gone into production. Flextronics, based in Texas, are said to be making the dev kit consoles to be shipped to developers.
Who said this?
Someone.
Okay.
High quality journalism here.
Yeah. Well,
it was a proper website I saw it on. It wasn't just scribbled on a wall somewhere.
Yeah. Just some random person on the street shouting.
Yeah. I just overheard a conversation saying Nigel was in Texas, and I thought, ooh.
Mm. Yeah, I've not heard of Flextronics before, to be honest.
They produced the first Xbox.
Okay.
And then they made the hardware for the second one, which I think then got shipped to China or something to be...
Put together.
Flat
bit
pack.
Of super glue.
Yeah. Any thought on that? Xbox, Nigel.
Well,
for those who that's the official name of the next Xbox console.
If it's going into production now, then it will be announced at E3.
Microsoft or Adamans, it won't be. It'll be interesting.
So, I don't know. This goes back to our argument whether it will be announced this year. To be honest, the more I hear, the more I'm thinking that it definitely could come out this year. Not out this year, but at the beginning of the next. So actually, no, I don't believe it's going to production now.
Cool. I'm glad we've come to a conclusion.
Oh, wait, did you see the dev kit or the console itself?
There's the dev kits.
Oh, yeah, dev kits will, yeah.
Yeah. And then, I think it was recently, Microsoft did... You can buy a 4GB Xbox 360 for $99.
With a $15
contracts for 2 years.
Yep.
And I remember seeing, I think it was with that Xbox Nigel Flextronics Texas shipped developers to into Gone, that kit thing, that there was thoughts whether they might be using this as a test for perhaps with the next Xbox.
That's definitely a possibility.
Give it a much lower introduction price, but then put people into contracts.
Yeah. Personally, I wouldn't like to see us moving into that.
No, not at all.
It's like with mobile phones, you end up paying well over the top for them.
Yeah. Best Buy may have accidentally given the launch dates out for Little Big Planet Karting, Sony All-Stars, and Ni No Kuni. Ni No Kuni?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Have I put it? Oh, okay.
That's, right. I'm really quite looking forward to that game, actually.
What is it? I think I might have read it in the magazine, just.
Yes, it was released in Japan last year, and it's like it's an RPG. Really beautiful visuals from the looks of it.
Okay.
And, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Also, I'm looking forward to Little Big Planet Karting, because I'm a massive go-kart game fan. Crash Team Racing, the underrated Mod Nation races.
That's what I was just thinking about Mod Nation races. Are they going to sit quite awkwardly next to each other?
Well, they're just going to kill Mod Nation, I guess.
Yeah, anyway, the dates they showed for these games were Little Big Planet Karting was September the 25th, 2012. All-Stars, which is Sony's version of...
Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Super Smash Bros. Brawl. October the 23rd, 2012, and Ni No Kuni, January the 15th, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So, slightly longer for that one, but the other two in 2012.
Yeah, do we know the lineup for Sony's All-Star Battle Royale, whatever it's called?
I saw something and was going to write it down, but this is going to sound weird coming from me, but it didn't sound that credible.
Was it just like we think Mario's going to be in this Hackman?
Well, that included Rayman,
yep.
Spyro,
yep.
And Spyro's owned by someone else now, you know.
Oh yeah, but you saw in Smash Bros. That they managed to get Sonic in there.
I realised something yesterday. Spyro,
yep.
Take the S off. Pyro means fire.
Yep.
He's a dragon.
Yes.
Spyro. I realised that. Go me.
You must have had a really boring day.
I only noticed it because of in X-Men, one of the characters is called Pyro.
And you like Spyro.
That sounds like Spyro. Hang on a minute. Ding. It's well pleasing myself when I figured that out.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Wii U.
Oh, yay.
We've got some news. Apparently, the launch titles may have been leaked by Blockbuster UK.
Can we point out that every single rumour, well, not every single, but a lot of the rumours we get are from shops that are too stupid.
Shop2, Best Buy.
And Amazon.
Amazon. With Amazon, it's always like their Puerto Rican division or something like that.
But it's quite frankly astounding about how many leaks we get through these.
Do they just accidentally CC everyone in when they like send these private emails?
I don't think it's even an accident. I just think they want to get some people onto the site. So, yeah, look. Oh, we accidentally did this. Everybody come to look at the site.
But anyway, I've wrote down these games.
Yep.
And this is what is thought to be the Wii U launch titles. Just Dance 4, Killer Freaks from Outer Space, Marvel Super Heroes, Metro Last Light, Monster Party, New Super Mario Bros. Me, that's me as in M-double-I, those little character things you make, Ninja Gaiden 3, Pikmin, Rabbids Party Land, Raving Rabbids, Rayman Legends, Shield Posse, Ghost Recon Online, Splinter Cell 6, Sports Connection, Tekken, Your Shape 2013, Zombie, Aliens Colonial Marines, which I've wrote down as Aliens Colon Marines, aptly followed by Assassin's Creed, Arkham City, Darksiders 2, Dirt 3, Formula 1 All-Stars, and Game Party.
Okay, I've got a couple of things to say, so I'm just trying to keep them all in my head.
Do the list.
Now, can you read your first two off like you did before?
Just Dance 4, Killer Freaks from Outer Space.
Yes, it did sound like a subtitle. So I would love brilliant. To see Just Dance 4, Killer Freaks from Outer Space.
I had no idea of that. That's awesome.
Yes. So these last, then I was just going to point out the games that will be released before that. So there's going to be Arkham City, Dirt 3. Aliens Colonial Marines will be before then. So I'll be interested to see how they are ported over, whether they're going to be built up new. I know Aliens Colonial Marines is being built for the Wii U differently than for the PS3 and Xbox 360.
A couple of things there, like F1 All-Stars. There's been no announcement of that at all. And no. Has Splinter Cell 6 been announced?
No, I was going to ask about that, whether you'd heard anything about that before, because I hadn't. It's...
The thing I like, though, Game Party... The amount of times in a release schedule you've said a game called Fighting Gear Ultra Quest for 6 Planet Thing 9.
Retribution.
Yeah. It's always some Japanese game with a name that's got about 14 words in it. Game Party. That's my kind of game.
I wonder if it's a party game.
It's probably just like that. The thing that comes with it.
Yeah.
Sports Party Island.
Yeah, the thing with the ones you read out, I mean, it does sound like a good lineup. But
do you want to see them again?
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be many Nintendo-specific ones.
Exactly, this is what I thought last night.
Pikmin and New Super Mario Bros. Would be the ones that jump out at me.
There's nothing really Nintendo-y.
Yeah, it just seems weird that there's... They're bringing games like Just Dance 4 and Your Shape 2013.
It's very thinly spread, isn't it? It's trying to cover a lot of
things. It's trying to please everyone, but
there's no real chunks of niceness in there.
Because I don't understand anyone buying a Wii U and then just going, do you know what we need? We need Rabbids Party Land.
We need to pick up Game Party whilst we're out.
Yeah, but in fairness, for a there's got some good games in there for a launch. A launch lineup.
How would you compare it against the Vita's launch lineup?
Vita's probably had one of the best I've ever seen, to be honest.
Just to recap, what did that include? That was Wipeout, Uncharted Golden Abyss, Everyone's Golf.
Yeah, there was a lot of them.
Yeah, there was loads.
And yeah, I can't remember. I don't own a Vita, so it's kind of relegated to the back of my mind. Might pick one up soon, though. Ninja Gaiden 3, that's another one that's already been out. So if these are true, it's looking pretty good. But it's whether they'll be actually made into good games.
Exactly.
Because we still don't know what the power of the thing is.
Hopefully we'll find out this year, it would be nice.
Well, we're definitely going to be seeing it at E3. There's going to be Nintendo's entire section of the show will be about the Wii. And
it's going to be mental.
Yes.
And finally, it's actually a rumour that's been debunked.
Oh.
This is, was it the last one we talked about? EA potentially being bought by Nexon?
Oh, yes, the Korean company.
Yeah, it turns out it wasn't what people thought. The two companies have just been discussing South Korean distribution rights of FIFA Online 2.
FIFA Online 2?
Yes.
What?
I don't know, it's FIFA, but I don't give a toss about football. But it's, Yeah, Nexon will be doing the South Korean distribution for EA, and people somehow misinterpreted that as Nexon buying EA.
You talk to something, you want to buy it.
Exactly.
Oh. Yes, I think I said that it was unlikely. So.
Just make note as well that EA's shares, I think they rose 6% with the news.
What, that they weren't going to be bought?
That they were going to be bought to the highest they've been.
Really?
Yeah, so they probably plummeted again.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll consider it, given how much the shares went.
Why, just change my mind? I see EA as being too egotistical for that.
Yeah, and that's the rumour room. Thank you very much for coming. I've done a bit more work this week. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, it's padded out the programme nicely. So we're going to move on from James's rumour room and move straight on to the Retro Roundup.
Yeah.
Last week, James, I'm not looking forward to this, to be honest. Last week, James, you were playing Battletoads.
I was.
Yes, and did you actually play it, first of all?
Yes.
That's a good start. Better than a lot of these episodes have gone. So, what did you think of it?
Well, I couldn't get past the second level.
And somehow I expected that.
Yeah. Because, I think I remember you saying that it's really hard.
I said you would not complete it.
Yeah, and the first level, I was like, yeah, this is well easy. Mm. Next level, dropping down some kind of cavern thing.
Yeah.
And then, it's all the enemies are fine. It's just these electric barb things that move across the screen. You have to dodge them, and they kept zapping me. But other than that, I quite liked it.
The first level was good.
Yeah, the first level was, as far as first levels go, it's one of the best ones. Yeah, I like it. Oh, the combat has a really good feel to it. It's got feels really,
weighty.
Yeah, exactly, weighty. It's satisfying.
Which console did you play on? Because I actually said it was on the SNES, but I forgot. It's actually on the NES.
Yeah, that's what I played it on.
Which, graphically, that is ridiculous for the NES.
It was alright.
It looks like an SNES game. SNES game.
Yeah. But yeah, I like it how they, when you fight in the combos and whatever, and your fist gets massive and you...
Yeah.
And the enemies, they're alright. I like the guys with like long legs who do a really pathetic kind of kick thing that made me laugh. And the first boss was good as well. When you're fighting him, the camera changes so it's from the perspective of the boss.
Yeah.
So the screen's red and you've got two machine guns and there's crosshairs.
I can't really remember, to be honest.
And they're like shooting and you're running around picking up stuff and throwing it at the screen and the screen shakes. And it's good. I like it.
Sweet.
Even though it's way too hard.
It is widely renowned as one of the hardest games of all time.
I've got further on Earthworm Jim than that.
There's a specific level which people normally think of where you're on a speeder. And yeah, it's bloody impossible. So... Yes, difficult, but...
Good. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up we're going for.
Thumbs up.
Oh, that's a bit of a surprise, I'm going to be honest. I thought the difficulty would...
Yeah, you've outdone yourself this week. Picked a game I like.
Yes. And since we've already talked about it a touch earlier, this week I'm going to be making you play Alien vs. Predator.
Wasn't that released last year?
Nope, not that one. Oh. The one on the SNES.
Oh. I was thinking, yeah, I get to run around vents as an alien, and I'm imagining it's going to be like some side-scrolly kind of thing.
You're correct, and you get to play as a predator, though.
Sweet!
Whereas it's aliens that, like, try and kill you. And that was released on the SNES many a year ago, but I don't know when, and I don't really have time to find out.
That's fine. I'll probably find out, like, the night before the next episode.
Sweet!
James's Formula One Fun Times.
Oh, not again.
Great race. Maldonado won. Well deserved. James's Formula One Fun Times. James's Apprentice Appraisal. Yeah, Nick's still in. I'm happy about that. James's Apprentice Appraisal.
Why do I let you do this?
You don't.
After that, just don't know where to go from now.
Release schedule.
Yes, the release schedule. This is an extremely light one today. Because, well, we're in May. I think that basically sums up the feeling around camp.
Yeah, we're gradually clawing our way towards the drought, just really losing energy now.
Yeah, we're going into these... Well, this year's not been cracking it all around, but we've had a couple of great games this week.
Yeah, have we?
Yes.
I'm just agreeing with you for the sake of it.
The first one was Diablo 3... on the 15th of May, and that's available on the PC and Mac. As we said earlier, you're probably not going to be able to play it though, but still, if you can get online, then that's grand.
Has it got an offline single player campaign?
Nope.
Well, you're screwed.
And the other game is Max Payne 3, which is coming out on the 18th.
Will you be making purchase of that?
Yes, I probably will.
I'll wait for the price to go down. So much of a cheapskate.
That's on PlayStation 3 and 360. Yeah, I remember playing Max Payne, either 1 or 2, growing up, so I've got some fond memories of it, back when I was a young whippersnapper.
I played a bit of the first one on someone's iPhone.
On iPhone?
Yeah, controls were terrible, as you'd imagine.
Yeah, but I just remember going into slow motion every 10 seconds.
Same.
But yes, those are the only two games, sadly. So, it's thin pickings. So, let's just round up this episode by going going through what's been going on over at thereticule.com. Chris has been having a look at Project Cars, which is really, if you're into car racing games, go check out that. It's looking rather interesting.
I intend to. I'm a big car person. I like cars. I will be reading it. Chris, rest assured, I will read it. And you know what? I'll probably tweet you on Twitter about how much I enjoyed or hated what you wrote.
That's high recommendations indeed. Tweet worthy. Chris has also been given a guide to new players to Diablo 3. So if you've picked up Diablo 3 recently and you don't know what's going on, go check that out, and it's a few tips and tricks so you can start getting into it. And he's also been checking out Minecraft for the Xbox 360. If you've not played Minecraft, which you're probably one of the three people beside me who haven't played it yet.
I've seen someone playing it, that counts. That usually counts as playing in the Retro Roundup, so...
That never counts as playing in the Retro Roundup, you just do it anyway. At least you're watching the correct game instead of playing a different one.
I'll watch a film next time.
Also being previewed is Rack. Spelled W-R-A-C-K. Rack.
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 What a marvellous rack. Dear. Rack.
So yes, if you want to know what that is, go check that out. That's been written by Nick. And finally, let's be honest, this is the big one. There's a review on there for Ridge Racer Unbounded.
Who wrote that one, Jordan?
That was from me.
Oh, wow.
Every once in a while I do a bit of writing, and so go check that out. Ridge Racer Unbounded, and yes, a game that I imagine is going to be... I don't think it's sold very well so far.
I keep forgetting it. I don't think I've seen it in the shop.
Yeah, so go read my review and see whether that's a good thing.
It's probably because I'm going in the body shop.
Or a bad thing. So that's everything that's been going over on the Reticule. And so that's sadly the end of the podcast. We're going to be back in 2 weeks with hopefully more news and a more structured approach, because this has been hell.
2 weeks? How near is that going to be to E3?
It'll probably be an E3 preview show. E3 preview special.
It will be, yeah. It'll be an E3 preview, as the week in between that and the next podcast will have E3.
Cool.
Unless we potentially do a week early and have an E3 special. Who knows?
We'll keep you updated, but we're going to end this podcast and go into a bit of deliberation about it. Any last words, James?
I can't even bother with last words anymore. I'm just going to say bye like a normal person.
Any last words, James?
Bye.
Any last words, James?
Bye.
Any last words, James?
No.
And I will go with goodbye.